This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Do you ever think about switching insurance companies to see if you could save some cash? Progressive makes it easy. Just drop in some details about yourself and see if you're eligible to save money when you bundle your home and auto policies. The process only takes minutes, and it could mean hundreds more in your pocket. Visit Progressive.com after this episode to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Then there's Trey Hendrickson. I don't know.
There's no other organization knows me better than this one.
This is the one where I don't know.
Wilson, under pressure, sacked. Yeah. Trey Hendrickson.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Because with the Bengals, you just don't know, man. You never know.
Today's guests: Royals pitcher Rich Hill, actor Chad Michael Murray, USA Today sports columnist Christine Brennan, plus latest news and more. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Well, that's right. Welcome to this edition of the Rich Eisen Show. We're live on the Roku Sports Channel, the Infinity Sports Network, Sirius XM, and Odyssey. We say hello to everybody who's taking in the show through our podcast all 3 hours. We greatly appreciate you, however you consume this program. Give us a call. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. Big day on this program. Big day on this program because we're celebrating not one, but two birthdays. Happy 45th birthday, Christopher Brockman. How are you, sir? Good to see you over there.
Thanks, Rich. Appreciate that.
Appreciate you, fellas. Got it. Very excited for you today. And happy birthday to you, TJ Jefferson. Yeah, How old are you today, sir?
I'm up there.
He's up there.
I'm up there.
Okay. He's up there.
Official age.
He's up there. He's out there. He's in here, everybody.
He's far.
You're good to see you. Jason, is it your birthday?
Hey, it is not.
When is your birthday, actually?
April 8th. Just passed.
Well, happy belated.
Thank you. Okay, very good. Just turned 30.
It's our birthday celebration
Let's go.
Show.
First day of Leo. Happy Leo season.
Leo season is upon us.
We are celebrating it in many different ways. One is in hour number two of this show. TJ Jefferson's birthday wish that he wants to have granted by the other birthday individual here.
Yes.
Chris Brockman must remain positive for the entire hour of the show.
60 minutes.
60 full-on minutes.
Of positivity.
I guess in terms of body switching, that's a perfect hour for Chad Michael Murray to come in here to promote Freakier Friday.
See how we do?
Which is in theaters next on Friday, August 8th. So Chris is going to body switch with somebody who's passionate and cares, is empathetic, right? That's our number two?
People at their word. And
okay, very good.
I mean, I'm passionate and I care.
Very good. Absolutely. Nice.
No, he's very passionate.
Very good.
And he does care.
Sure. And in our number three, we will celebrate your birthday, TJ, by you granting Chris Brockman his birthday wish, which is for TJ to finally play the win-loss game for the Dallas Cowboys. And because we've mapped it out this way, Chris, we purposefully are going to do that in an hour in which you don't have to be positive.
Oh, thank goodness.
Okay?
I didn't agree to that.
Yeah, I really appreciate it.
So in hour number two of this show, be sure to tune in because, TJ, we've got several things to talk about.
Oh, yeah, things I know Chris loves.
Oh,
and
yes.
People I know he loves.
Yes, exactly.
Plays I know that he loves to see.
Animals that he reveres. All of those
everything.
Things. Yeah, we can't wait to talk about
players
that.
Players that he knows make great GMs.
So in other words, we might bait Chris, in hour number two of this program.
We're laying it all out.
Thank goodness I have a mute button over here.
And celebrating for me.
I can override you.
For me, Chris, it's perfect. Our first guest joining us in 17 minutes time is somebody who is 134 days older than you.
Hey!
You're celebrating your 45th birthday today. You're 45 today, years and no days.
No days. No days.
Rich Hill is 45 years and today 134 days old. The reason why I know that is because last night he became the oldest starting pitcher in Major League Baseball. He became the oldest starting pitcher in the history of the Kansas City Royals. And that's saying a lot because he supplanted Gaylord Perry in that regard. And, you know, Gaylord Perry was an ancient man when he was pitching in Major League Baseball. Even when he was like 20, he looked 40.
He was like
the Wilford Brimley of pitchers, right? So
Wilford Brimley.
Rich Hill has now set a record. He pitched for his 14th different Major League Baseball franchise last night. That ties Edwin Jackson for that all-time mark. He is now the oldest starting pitcher in the history of the Royals and Tampa Bay Rays. Mm-hmm. So there's some record-setting moments, and he acquitted himself very well. 45-year-old man threw 90 pitches last night.
Crazy.
Gave up one earned run. He took the loss in Chicago, where, by the way, he got it amazingly in Wrigley Field, where he made his first Major League Baseball appearance.
Wow.
In relief of Greg Maddux against the Florida Marlins in 2005. So the table's set for today's birthday, 45-year-old birthday edition of the Rich Eisen Show. So we got that. And then there's you, 844-204-RICH, number to dial. On this program, Christine Brennan will be on the show in hour number three. She's got a red-hot book called On Her Game, Caitlin Clark and the Revolution in Women's Sports, available now wherever you get your books. She was a guest on Women's Sports Now last week, and Women's Sports Now will record its latest episode today to air on Thursday on Roku. So it's all good in this hood. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. Sorry, TJ. Happy birthday to you. We have to start this program with the Dallas Cowboys again.
I mean, I get it.
Because as soon as we were done, Micah Parsons started talking.
Sure
he's holding in. He's saying that he needs to work on something on his body. You know, that he's getting ready for the season. He's there to show leadership,
which is something that
one of the many things that Jerry Jones in his Monday season opening training camp opening press conference was alluding to is that everybody here is under contract. Micah Parsons is one of them. He mentioned how the contract. I guess in his mind. Is going to happen, and if it doesn't, they'll deal with it then. I'm basically paraphrasing everything, including, hey, even when he signs a contract long term, they might not have him all the time. Don't forget, he missed 6 games. The actual number last year was really 4. He also dragged Dak into it by saying Dak missed games after signing him to the highest paid position player. Trayvon Diggs was mentioned by someone else, and he then used that as an opportunity to, you know, dig at the media for saying that he signs people too late because Diggs is one of the people he signed early and Diggs is out. Maybe we'll start the season on the physically unable to perform list. So, but right now, Micah says that he is physically unable to perform, or he might be in the physically unwilling to perform. So that might be what the U stands for. We've got a whole bunch of these sound bites. What's the first one? There's no movement on the deal. Now, everything should be, every sound bite we hear should be taken in by you, the viewer or listener, with, I guess, the background knowledge that Clarence Hill, the longest serving Cowboys beat reporter, he furnished us with this information from DLLS Cowboys. That's who he's representing now. He said yesterday that Jerry and Micah had a handshake deal on an agreement back in the spring. And Micah then told Jerry to speak to his agent. Mm-hmm. And according to Clarence Hill, nobody named Jones has reached out to Parsons' agent, and that's why everything remains sort of status quo, meaning no signing yet. It's not as if the Cowboys' front office or any representative of the Joneses haven't talked to the agent, but I guess Micah saying, talk to my agent after agreeing to something has gummed up the works. So that should be your background knowledge as you listen to this soundbite.
I mean, there's not really much movement, man. You know, I want to be here. I've always stated I want to be here. But, you know, at the end of the day, they sign the checks like always. And let's see if they want me to be here at the end of the day. Nah, I think they got their own timeline of when they want to get things done. At any given time, they could get things done. So I don't think that helps. I just think I'm doing this for myself and my teammates. Like I said, this isn't for Jerry. This isn't for Steven. This is for guys like Trey. This is to help guys like Donovan, Sam, guys who I know I can get better just by being here and being there for them.
Like, are you getting frustrated?
No, I'm not. You know what I mean? I've been pretty successful over my last course of these last couple years. So, you know, I'm going to just let God do his work.
Trey, meaning Trevon Diggs, who was standing directly to Micah's left when he was talking to reporters. He's disappointed. I mean, he's trying to... And by the way...
How could he not?
Of course not. You know what I mean? Of course. He's disappointed. Sure.
Would you be disappointed, really, when you know, based upon everything that you know, that you're going to get a few extra $1 million out of this when it's all said and done?
I don't know if that's going to happen.
Because that's just the way it gets done.
Let me just explain something to you, just from my own personal knowledge, having negotiated contracts on my own behalf with an agent, obviously. When you are being made to wait or something's being grinded out because it's a negotiation to the people who are negotiating, but to you, it's your business and your...
It's your life.
Yeah. Right. Nothing's guaranteed. You're not sitting here going, you know what? It's going to happen eventually. You know what? It's going to turn out all right. You know what? I mean, you feel it. You believe it. You got to hope for it. But while you're going through it, it flat out sucks. There's no other way to put it. And he's in that zone right now. McLaurin's in that zone right now. Trey Hendrickson's in that zone right now. And nobody of them knows if it's going to happen for sure, or the fact that it took so long that they're going to be able to leverage more money because somebody else has already reset the market. I have no idea. I believe it will happen. And when it does, Micah's going to be all happy and loving on the Joneses. And instead, right now, he's left to basically say, hang his hat on. I'm not doing it for them. I'm doing it for my teammates. That's why I'm here. He was then asked how, again, it's just a rondelay. I'm sure maybe new reporters were noticing, oh, wait, Micah's talking with Trevon right there on a practice field in the middle of Oxnard. Let me get in here. He was asked how close they are to a deal potentially in his mind.
Micah, how would you characterize how close you are to getting something done?
I mean, I don't know. I don't know. We'll see. We'll just see how long things take, you know. That's it.
Discouraged by the fact that it's taken this long?
Honestly, yeah. When you go around the league and you see these other teams taking care of their best guys, I see TJ got taken care of. You know, Max got taken care of. Miles got taken care of. And he got 2 years left on his deal. So it's hard to – yeah, you see a lot of people around the league getting taken care of. You just, you know, wish you had something that, you know – that same type of energy, you know.
Seeing other people, I mean, the Steelers didn't make TJ wait. He's showing up today in Pennsylvania, taken care of. Miles Garrett, taken care of.
All he had to do is go on a Super Bowl press tour.
I guess so, and say that he wanted to get traded.
Yeah.
I guess now there's another way to put it is, what's the question for this one, Mike Hoskins? Yeah. Did the Cowboys want to get a deal done? This is different. I mean, that's what happens when there's a media scrum. They're just going to keep on trying a different angles. Can't blame the folks for in the queue column trying to get the A. Hit it.
I mean, honestly, you know, for me, it really don't matter. Like I said, I've been pretty consistent. If they don't want me here, they don't want me here. I'll go about my business. I understand the nature of the business. Like I said, as long as I'm here and under contract, I'm going to do what I have to do to perform at the highest level. But if this is the end, this is the end. You know, there's the same way that Jerry Jones and Stephen Jones and the other Jerry Jones take care of their family, it's the same way I need to take care of my family. You know what I mean? I got my own 3 kids of my own, so we all need to take care of our own family at the end of the day.
How about that point? Because we're all talking about Landman and Jerry working with his kids, and that's how beautiful it is. And he's like, hey, in the same way that Jones want to take care of themselves.
He shouldn't have showed up.
You know what? I disagree.
Yeah, me too.
Because if it gets
bad, he gives the leverage back to the Cowboys by being there.
But he's also there. You don't want to be sitting at home. I mean, I guess CD took that approach last year and got what he needed to get done. But it's a real tough spot.
Being here for the first week isn't going to help him in week 12.
But it is there, after the quarterback. There for his teammates. There for his teammates. And by the way, Trevon Diggs did tell, I believe he told Jane Slater, my colleague at NFL Network, that the vibes there are real positive. Like, everybody's working hard and they're jacked to be back at work with the new coach, and there's great vibes there.
That's important.
Well, it is. I mean, and part of that has to be that Micah is there. But this just sucks. He's going through it. He's in a negotiation where with a guy who's got a bust in the Hall of Fame for his negotiation abilities. You could say what you want about his general managership, but guy knows how to negotiate a deal, Jerry Jones, and he's just, I guess, according to Clarence Hill, just he's not picking up the phone and calling the agent. That, 'cause trust me, that thing could probably get done in 5 minutes if those two connect and everybody's willing. Sure sounds like everybody is willing. It's just, this is going to play it out. And that's what Mike is going to have to deal with. And when he signs on the dotted line, he will realize the Cowboys want him there. And that, you know, it'll all be hunky-dory with the Jones family. I've seen this millions of times before. But he does have the leverage of leaving camp if he wants. Now, that's another play he can have.
But only for 5 days, as Mike Florio pointed out yesterday.
Maybe. And then there's, what, fines that get accrued that the Cowboys
they
could
can
just...
put him on the,
yeah, the Cowboys could
non-playing
just,
retired list, and it's a whole thing, and then he sits
out. They're not
going to
do any of that, man.
I don't think they are going to do any of that.
Here's what's going to happen. We're going to make them wait. It's going to be like, we've all seen Fast Times at Ridgemont High. It's the way, you know, they... Spicoli...
Hold on a minute. Before you finish your sentence, I'm wondering where you're going with this.
Oh, well,
this is going to be great.
Spicoli wrecked Jefferson's car, right? And so what did they do? They put the car in front of the school. They put Lincoln rules on it to let Jefferson know that he was going to get all hyped up to go smash Lincoln. Maybe we're doing that. Maybe we're making Micah like a dog on a leash. We know we're going to sign him. Everybody knows it's going to happen. But make him get a little ornery. Make him get a little mad.
And how is that good for Micah?
It's not. It's not. It just isn't.
Does that guy look happy? Do the vibes look good with him right there?
Again, I have been on the business end of this sort of stuff, and it sucks. It sucks, but once it gets done, it gets done, and everyone comes back together as a happy family again. You know, it just, it happens. Or, you know, like 22 years ago, got handed a cardboard box, but I'm getting it back.
Or Jerry's implying you're not tough enough to play a whole season.
And, well...
Like, what was that?
I that's just him being him, man. That's him being him. And then leaving it up to the coach to say, go coach him up. And at some point, I'll get a deal done, and everyone will be happy. He's seen it a millions of times
this
before.
This isn't how you treat your best players.
I'm with you. And in the meantime, to just continue on with your analogy, TJ, he should, in the middle of practice, order a pizza.
Right, he should.
And just sit there, and because we're on, it's really our time.
If I'm here and you're here, doesn't that make it our time?
That's right.
Mr. Jones.
Right. Mr. Jones, like Mr. Jones is Mr. Hond, you know, and he's going to just order pizza and just sit in.
He's in the class, but he's not in the class.
That's correct.
You know, but he's there.
Or that. And in the meantime, all of us in the media, we see stories like this, and we zero in on it like Phoebe Cates coming out of the pool.
Hey, now.
Does that make sense to everybody?
You have like my attention now.
That's how we just latch onto it.
Mustache coming in all right, Rat.
Hey, now. Didn't expect to make these analogies, but...
I didn't either. It just popped into my head, man.
Well done, sir. I appreciate it. Meanwhile, Tua had some interesting comments today. We got our first 2025 edition of Salty Tua, potentially. Hey. Or is this just a new leadership Tua that we're seeing? Edgy Tua? Leadership. I don't know what we're seeing, but that... It was in comments in regards to what Tyreek Hill said at the end of last season, where made it seem like he didn't want to be around there anymore. All 32 teams are in camp. It's awesome. So we've got lots to talk about with you. Phone lines are already lit. We appreciate that. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial on the program. When we come back, another 45-year-old, just like you, Chris, although I'm wondering how you would feel
at this age right now, coming off of 6 innings of work in Wrigley Field.
I shagged balls at six-year-old practice last night.
And you're still
very sore.
You know what I'm saying? Could you imagine what Rich Hill must be feeling like today?
Yep.
Oh, my arm. It's broken.
Rich Hill coming up next. He's in Wrigley Field. You are where you are. Don't you move.
So, you know, we love talking movies around here. You know, we love talking comedy around here. We also love talking about classics around here. So, you know what I'm all about. That said, all of that said, you know how I must have felt when I was sitting in the movie theater like I was the other day watching the previews, and up came a preview for The Naked Gun with Liam Neeson as Frank Drebin Jr. That preview had me at hello. I loved Police Squad back in the day. I loved The Naked Gun back in the day. And here comes The Naked Gun once again with, yes, Liam Neeson as Frank Drebin Jr. Come on now. Son of the celebrated Police Squad Lieutenant Frank Drebin from the original movie. Paul Walter Hauser's in this movie also. Pamela Anderson. Guess who also makes an appearance? WWE superstar Cody Rhodes, and the producer of the movie is Seth MacFarlane, the creator of The Family Guy. Come on now. This is going to be so much fun. I'm excited to see The Naked Gun in theaters on August 1st. So, what are you doing August 1st? Of course, you're going to a theater near you, and you're seeing The Naked Gun. I might even be there.
Let's talk O'Reilly Auto Parts, people. They're in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offers friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can also test your battery for free, in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find just the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced or brake light fixed or a quick service? Well, they'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. I know, because it's happened to me. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at O'ReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/Eisen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it, so your dollar goes a long way. Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
Last night, at the age of 45 and 133 days, this man took the mound in Wrigley Field, threw 6 innings, gave out 1 earned run, did take the loss, 90 pitches. The Royals become the 14th different franchise that he has now appeared in a game for, tying him with Edwin Jackson for the all-time mark. Ladies and gentlemen, joining us now from Wrigley Field is Rich Hill with the Kansas City Royals. How you doing, Rich?
Good, Rich. Thanks for having me on.
You got it, brother. Do you say congrats to somebody at this juncture? Is that what you say? Or because, I mean, longevity definitely is something that matters in your business, Rich.
Yeah, no doubt. I think in anything, you know, in all walks of life, it's just the passion that you have for what you're doing. Whether that's baseball or whether that is, you know, anything that we do, you know, in this walk of that we're all going through. So, you know, for me, fortunately, I've found it early in my life. And, you know, when I was a little kid, and this is what I wanted to do. And I was fortunate enough to have the talent and work on it and continue to, you know, put in the time and the effort to make it, you know, a reality.
You know, and it's not like you were sitting at home on the couch either, Rich, and the Royals needed an emergency and broke glass here. You know what I mean? Like, you were in the minors at age 45, Rich. Like, why are you doing it still?
You know? I mean, I love it, and that's obviously the probably the cliche short answer. But I also look to 45 and saying, you know what, if this was, I don't know, I don't know if I want to say like a normal job, but a lot of people, you know, do what they love for a long time. And I think that's, you know, one of the things that I'm fortunate that my body has been able to hold up. You know, I had the internal brace at age 39 and was able to come back and have been able to pitch for the last 5 years successfully. And I think that's something, you know, was a kind of a big opportunity for me to get back and you know, have that health really be a benefactor of it. But why do I do it? Because it's something that I've always had the passion for. Obviously, from a little kid, I wanted to play in the big leagues. And, you know, that's the dream of everybody's that grows up. And I grew up a Boston Red Sox fan, you know, 15 minutes from Fenway Park. Went to a lot of Red Sox games as a kid. But, you know, obviously you got to have the talent. And then when you have the talent, you got to put the work ethic into that. And that's something that I've always had. Is that work ethic to go out and continuously hone in with the craft and, you know, become a pitcher, not a thrower. And that's something that's kind of evolved over time for me.
Yeah, and I mean, there you are last night. And of all places, though, you know, pretty neat for you, the spot where in last month in 2005, you appeared for the first time as a major league pitcher at the age of 25, right? In Wrigley Field in relief of Greg Maddux, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. Against the Florida Marlins. And I, you know, thinking back, that was when the bullpens were on the field. And,
right. Yes.
I was warming up here and launched a couple balls to the backstop. And I was anything coming into the game. And Ryan Dempster came over and, you know, told me something funny. I remember he said something funny and gave me a cup of water, and I don't think any of the water stayed in the cup because my hand's shaking so much. But, you know, that's the human side of this game. It's kind of doing that walk, and anything that you do the first time you do it, it's the experience that teaches you as we go through it. So, you know, being able to put a lot of things in perspective over the days, the weeks, the months, the years, the decades, is that experience. And, you know, you have to give in order to receive. So the effort is always going to be, you know, the primary output that I'm giving, and the offer, you know, the outcome is not always something that we're looking for necessarily, but it's really the joy and the effort and understanding that when that is at its peak, you know, you can put your head on the pillow at night and know you did everything you could to be successful.
Rich Hill, Kansas City Royal pitcher, starter of last night. It was the first time since Bartolo Colon in 2018 that we saw a 45-year-old human start a game and pitch in a game in Major League Baseball right here on the Rich Eisen Show. So what are you doing at age 45? You know, exercise, eating certain ways. I mean, is that it? Like a certain regimented lifestyle that you're living right now, Rich?
Yeah. So, Jason Turner, a friend of mine from back home, who just started up his own strength and conditioning facility right out of Matt Duffy's training facility in Massachusetts. We worked together very closely. He was very fortunate that he took the time and was willing to be available and just work with me throughout this process in the off season, you know, the so-called off season, the beginning of the season where the work was being put in. So, you know, without him and that, you know, that sacrifice that he made to kind of take time out of his day, you know, obviously be forever grateful for. And other guys, Mike Reinhold, Dewey at Champion Performance. There's a lot of guys. I was just very fortunate to have a lot of people in the right, you know, places and putting in that time and effort with me. And obviously with my wife, Caitlin, and our son, Bryce, just their excitement to, you know, see this through and really be on board. You know, I can remember we were in our son's bedroom and I told him, I said, "Hey, what do you think about the Kansas City Royals?" And he was like, he's like, "You got to do it." He's 13. He's 13. So, you know, that hit pretty hard too. So it was, you know, something that you get to this age, I guess, in any part of your life with the experience and what you're doing, you do get a little bit nostalgic. But at the same time, as we just mentioned, coming here to Wrigley Field, you still have a job to do. Still got to go out there and execute pitches, attack the strike zone, get outs, and put the team in the best position possible to win a game, because that's what it is about. It's not about coming out here and having, you know, a ceremonial game. We're in the hunt to get into the playoffs and make something happen.
No doubt, man. I mean, this is a team that's in the wild card chase and obviously with some really talented kids. Did you ever play with Bobby Witt's dad, Rich?
No, I didn't.
But, you're not that old?
But I was talking, you know? I'm sure there's some 6 degrees of separation, though.
Right.
He grew up, Bobby Witt grew up in the town next to where I grew up. So I grew up in Milton, Massachusetts. Bobby grew up in Canton, Mass. And, you know, there's definitely a lot of connections there between us only being a stone's throw away from each other with the towns, you know?
Well, I mean, you know, last night with what you were able to do with your fortitude and your love of the game to get out there and pitch, you joined a short list of players who are the oldest to appear in a game for two franchises. You've now done it for the Rays and the Royals, Rich. Other pitchers in that category, Jamie Moyer did it twice. So did Satchel Paige, Randy Johnson. Phil Niekro did it three times, and Hoyt Wilhelm. I mean, you have put your name next to some really terrific all-time greats, Rich, and I'm wondering how that hits you now that you're hearing things like that.
Yeah, it is. It's definitely special. I think, you know, being able to go to the Hall of Fame last year and for Joe Castiglione's induction, you know, and seeing all the names, and obviously you walk through that place and it's something that is, you know, baseball immortality, and the guys that I've been fortunate to play with who are going to be walking into the Hall of Fame, and some of them already have. It's just, you know, in that aspect, not that I'm going into the Hall of Fame, but you get that. You know, you understand the history of the game, and I love that part of it. And it's you know, it's great to be have a slice of that, you know, for inside of this office space that we are custodians for, to be able to, you know, pass along to the next generation.
And a couple minutes left here with Rich Hill, who started last night for the Royals at the age of 45 and 133 days right here on the Rich Eisen Show. How has the game changed, and how is it the same from the first time you stepped on that field that you're zooming in from right now, Rich?
Yeah. Well, you know, obviously, if we're just talking about Wrigley Field itself, I remember the first advertisement that came in here, Alfonso Soriano. I was a teammate, and they put in an Under Armour sign on the outfield, and then everything followed after that. You know, that's just the facade of the field. What is going on between the lines? You know, I think obviously with the pitch clock joining, that is one thing that I can get on board with. You know, I think the base is getting, you know, a little bit bigger. You know, we got first, second, and third. We got to expand home, though, right?
don't you do that already with your pitches, Rich? You expand that play. Yeah. Come on now. I watch you work. You know, come on now. I love that. But, that's, you know, funny.
It's just a lot of things. It's just great there's always going to be a youth movement, but I think there's a huge spot in the game for experience and being able to, again, you know, that custodial kind of effect that has on the player, where you're passing down kind of information from generation to generation, decade to decade, and you know, having guys kind of understand what it is to be a professional, what it means to wear a major league uniform. It's special.
All right. Lastly for you, Rich, you like your nickname? Do you like it? Do you like it?
Yeah. I mean, look, that was not self-admitted. So it is a nickname, and a couple guys when we were in Pawtucket in AAA years back came together and put that name together. And then fortunately we had Players Weekend, and I said, you know what, I'm going to put it on the back of the jersey. Well, I'm not going to pitch this weekend. Well, I did. So
that was an all-time great moment, Rich. So is it, let's give credit for Dick Mountain to, is it Brock Holt? Because that's what it says on the Wikipedia. Who did it? Who came up with that?
Yeah, Alex Hassan, who's in the front office with Minnesota right now, Travis Shaw, Mookie Betts and Brock. All those guys were all on the same team, so they were calling me Mountain, and then, you know, Dick Mountain came together. So I'll leave it at that.
Okay, because my follow-up was, does your family like the nickname, Rich?
Yeah,
Well, a 13-year-old's definitely got to like that, you know?
Yeah, it's great. Middle school humor, it's right, perfect.
Do me one last favor, as if spending all this time with this show before a game, again, you started last night, isn't enough. Would you mind turning the camera around? Because is it Wrigley Field in front of you, directly in front of you right now?
Do you have the ability to do that? Yeah, I do, but I'm 45 years old.
Was that creaking getting up right there? Is that what just happened? Look at that right there. That is Wrigley Field. That is unbelievable.
Go out here, I'm going to walk you out.
There we go. Rich Hill.
Cool. Walk us out. Amazing.
During the photography.
Oh, my God.
Oh, look at that.
There's nothing like it, man.
Or DP Dick Mountain.
There's nothing like it. Look at that.
Yeah.
I greatly appreciate you spending the time right away,
here. And you see the same thing. You have place to yourself. It's
Yeah. It's pretty.
Can you guys see me?
I can see it. We can see it now.
I was just saying it's cool coming in early to the ballpark because you kind of have the place to yourself and you're seeing it all kind of come together and unfold. It's just little things like that you're fortunate to see come together.
Yeah, so, man. And you've been first rate here. You've been first rate your whole career. So another start 5 days from now, Rich, we're back on the bump.
Yeah,
we're back on the mountain.
Yeah.
Okay.
Monday against the Braves.
Okay. Well, best of luck there, Rich. And last trivia question for you. Do you remember who you struck out, first strikeout of your career right there in Wrigley Field on that day?
Carlos Delgado.
Damn straight, you Delgado him. That's right.
Teammates down the road. It's wild.
Well, I mean, pretty much everyone was a teammate of yours at some point through 14 teams, all the different stops, four with Boston, the team that you grew up loving, and now the Kansas City Royals. Thanks for the time here, Rich Hill. Best to your family, and good luck. Look forward to seeing more.
Thank you, Rich. Same to you.
Right back at you. That's Rich Hill here of the Kansas City Royals on the Rich Eisen Show. Yeah, I've got his first inning of work of his career right here. He came into the game in the sixth inning. A.J. Burnett was beating Greg Maddux at the time.
Wow.
He got Luis Castillo to fly out, then gave up a double. Ooh. Yeah, to some guy named Miguel Cabrera.
Oh. What happened to that?
What a stooge. Then he struck out Carlos Delgado. He Delgado. Mike Lowell doubled Cabrera home. Paul LaDuca doubled Lowell home.
My guy.
And then he got Juan Encarnacion to strike out to end the inning. Nice. That's the first inning of Rich Hill's career. Right there in Wrigley Field. How cool is that, right?
That's pretty dope.
Awesome. Dude's 45.
That's crazy.
So are you.
So am I. Yeah. I could probably get an inning today.
Yeah, sure.
Maybe
can you work in a can you in the middle of your fantasy burger draft
tonight? Yeah.
That's how you're doing your 45th birthday.
Yeah.
Sure. Why not?
Yeah, I'm not going to be at Wrigley Field.
Can't wait to unpack this a little bit more.
I love it that it's the thing that you always say, Rich, that the younger guys in the game should do. Come on shows like this, do these type of interviews, and it's the elder statesman.
Get to meet them. Get to know them.
I really knew nothing about him until that interview.
Dude, he's 21 years.
Yeah,
so.
He played for Boston a bunch. I mean,
four times.
Yeah, 14 teams.
Four different stints with the Red Sox.
Last year.
Four.
Yeah.
Played for both the Mets and the Yankees.
Yep.
All right, we will take a break. Tua is talking about Tyreek Hill, among other things.
Tagovailoa.
Joe Burrow has commented about the Trey Hendrickson standoff and the Shamar Stewart standoff as well. We got that to come. And then hour number two, Chad Michael Murray in studio, and Chris Brockman must be positive for the entire hour because that's TJ Jefferson's birthday wish. They're both celebrating a birthday today. Chris Brockman's birthday wish that TJ must grant is doing the Cowboys win-loss game later on. Even the safest drivers still encounter unsafe conditions, so it's important they do it in a safe vehicle. And Hyundai's offer available Class Executive Advanced Safety features to help keep you protected against the many challenges the road throws your way. Basically, in a Hyundai, you can drive as safely as possible and enjoy your journey in confidence and style. When you change lanes, signal, check for traffic, and enjoy the added safety of Hyundai's available blind spot view monitor. Constantly scan for dangers and take advantage of Hyundai's standard forward collision avoidance assist to help prevent accidents by alerting you of imminent collisions and automatically applying the brakes. Stay alert at all times and be thankful that Hyundai's standard driver attention warning system monitors your attention levels and can bring your focus back on the road. Safety is all about making the right decisions on the road and when selecting a vehicle. Learn more at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
On WhatsApp, no one can see or hear your personal messages. Whether it's a voice call, message, or sending a password. To WhatsApp, it's all just this. So whether you're sharing the streaming password in the family chat or trading those late-night voice messages that could basically become a podcast, your personal messages stay between you, your friends, and your family. No one else. Not even us. WhatsApp. Message privately with everyone.
Remember when Tyreek Hill, after the Miami Dolphins didn't make the playoffs last year, said he was basically, I'm out?
Mm-hmm. I'm out.
And Chris Greer was like, you know, we'll talk to Tyreek, let him cool off, all that stuff. General manager and coach is like, we'll talk to him. And then he cooled off. He's still with Miami. He never asked for a trade. Apparently never asked for a trade, although it sounded like he was going to, or it sounded like his comments were...
That felt like a trade request.
It really did. Yeah. But kudos to the Dolphins for putting that genie back in the bottle, right? Except for the fact that apparently it's not back in the bottle. And the person who let everybody know that is their quarterback. And I do believe this does somehow fit into the column, into our favorite segment involving the Miami Dolphins, or certainly this player. The latest edition of Salty Tua is Tua talking about the comments Tyreek Hill made and how there's still work to be done on this front.
I don't know about you, but that looked like money.
Salty Tua.
Sure. I would say we're still continuing to do that. But it's not just with me. It's with a lot of the guys. I'm not the only one that heard that. You guys aren't the only people that heard that. You know, a lot of people that follow football, that follow the Miami Dolphins, that follow Tyreek, that are fans of his, you know, everyone has seen that. So when you say something like that, you don't just come back from that with, hey, my bad. You know, you got to work that relationship up. You got to build everything up again. And yeah, that it's still a work in progress, not just for me, but for everybody. But, you know, like I said, he's working on himself. He's working on the things that he says he wants to get better with and do better on. So that's the first step to me. And so I commend him for doing that.
Okay. I love when Tua is just that version of Tua.
Get saltier with new tattoos, it looks like.
Yeah, I guess, you know, it's not salty, I guess.
That wasn't salty at all, actually.
Well, I mean, it is...
That's pretty honest.
Well, there's... How about this? There's a wound...
That sounded like they were hurt. Yeah.
That Tyreek rubbed salt in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
with whatever happened last year. And for him to say, I'm out. And look at Tua being honest about that. I dig the guy. I dig when he's...
It's a leader right there.
Yes, he's leading. And he's basically saying, I'm not... He could have easily said, yeah, you know what? We talked to Tyreek about that. 2025 starts now. But he's just like, yeah, like you can't just say my bad and come back from that. I dig it. This is his team. He is the quarterback of it. We just need it. Just, you know, the Tua-jitsu, right? That we was talking about two years ago.
Yeah. Kept just know safe.
When the play is over. Good Lord. And hopefully he stays healthy and we see truly one of the fastest teams anybody's ever assembled. I think you can make an I had a stopwatch on the, you know, these teams of the aughts or the teens, but
we know which teams we're off the bat. We think the Rams,
the 2025 Miami Dolphins are fast, absolutely everywhere.
Greatest show on surf and turf.
And we need to see this guy stay healthy and be as accurate as possible.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
Why? Because you're not playing me.
With rapid-fire takes.
And a lot to get to, and I'm not sure you're going to like all of it. Honestly, I don't even care if you like all of it or not. I have a job to do.
Scorching debates.
On any given week, you have lots to beef about. Take advantage of it. Get up in here.
He's the spitfire of sports smack.
She's not my fault. We will get to all of that.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
Get up in here, and we'll beef later on. What's your beef?
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
You've been warned.